Welcome to our podcast, where we dive into the multifaceted world of cybersecurity, exploring the risks, advancements, and strategies in protecting our digital lives. In Bitfinex news, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has successfully recovered stolen funds following an incident in 2016. Hackers had managed to steal a significant amount of bitcoins from Bitfinex, prompting both Bitfinex and the U.S. Homeland Security to take action in tracking down and recovering the funds. After relentless efforts, over $300,000 has been recovered and returned to Bitfinex. This serves as a positive outcome in the ongoing battle against cybercrime and demonstrates the collaboration and determination of both Bitfinex and the U.S. Homeland Security. The return of the seized funds is not only a boost to confidence in the exchange's security measures but also sends a strong message to hackers. Bitfinex deserves commendation for its efforts in working closely with law enforcement agencies, while the U.S. Department of Homeland Security deserves recognition for its pursuit of justice. This recovery reminds cryptocurrency enthusiasts to remain vigilant and protect their digital assets. It also highlights the growing partnerships in the industry to combat cybercrime and protect the integrity of the blockchain ecosystem. Stay tuned for more updates in the world of Bitfinex and cryptocurrency. There are several concerning developments in the news. The Swedish Data Protection Authority has imposed a 1 million euro sanction on telecommunications company Tele2 for unauthorized use of Google Analytics. This raises concerns about data privacy and protection rights. In addition, a malvertising campaign has been discovered that uses Google Ads to deceive users. The campaign impersonates the United States Postal Service package tracking service and aims to trick users into providing their credit card and bank details. This highlights the new ways cybercriminals are exploiting online advertising platforms to steal personal information. Moreover, two spyware apps from China have been found on the Google Play Store. These apps silently track and monitor users' activities, raising concerns about user privacy and the effectiveness of app store vetting processes. As technology advances, it is essential for individuals and organizations to stay vigilant and take necessary precautions to protect their data and personal privacy. Next up in Microsoft News, we have an intriguing development involving the U.S. Navy. It appears that they have developed a tool that exploits a flaw in Microsoft Teams, the popular communication and collaboration platform. This flaw enables external files to be received, potentially opening the door for malicious activities. In a surprising turn of events, the U.S. Navy has taken advantage of this flaw to create a tool specifically designed to send malware through Microsoft Teams. This marks a concerning shift, as it demonstrates the potential vulnerability of widely used platforms like Teams. By leveraging this flaw, the U.S. Navy's tool enables the distribution of malware through Microsoft Teams, raising serious concerns about the platform's security and the potential for unauthorized access to sensitive information. This development underscores the need for robust cybersecurity measures and highlights the constant battle between security experts and those seeking to exploit vulnerabilities. It serves as a stark reminder for individuals and organizations alike to remain diligent in safeguarding their communication platforms. As the provider of Teams, Microsoft will undoubtedly be working diligently to address this flaw and enhance the security measures in their platform. However, this incident serves as a sobering reminder of the ever-evolving threat landscape that we must all navigate in our digitally interconnected world. Stay tuned as we keep an eye on further developments in this story and other news from the world of technology. Next up in MileSite News, we have some concerning vulnerabilities to discuss within the MileSite UR32L and MileSite VPN systems. Starting with the MileSite UR32L, there has been a recently discovered vulnerability involving the HTTP request /fish_ubis_trump_start_cb functionality. Attackers have the ability to exploit this vulnerability to escalate privileges. By carefully crafting HTTP requests, the attackers are able to trigger a buffer overflow within the system, potentially leading to unauthorized access or even remote code execution. Unfortunately, the MileSite UR32L faces multiple buffer overflow vulnerabilities. These vulnerabilities once again allow attackers to exploit specially crafted HTTP requests to trigger buffer overflows within the system. It is crucial for users to be aware of the potential risks associated with these vulnerabilities, as they could be exploited to gain unauthorized access to the system. Moving on to the MileSite VPN, a critical vulnerability has been identified. This vulnerability allows for privilege escalation by manipulating unknown data within the system. Although specific details about this vulnerability remain undisclosed, it is essential for users to remain vigilant and take necessary precautions to safeguard sensitive information. Overall, the presence of critical vulnerabilities within the MileSite UR32L and MileSite VPN systems highlights the importance of keeping software up to date and implementing necessary security protocols. Users are advised to promptly update their systems to the latest patched versions to mitigate the risk of potential exploitation. Next up in TrueBot News, we have some concerning updates on the cybersecurity front. It seems that new variants of the TrueBot malware have specifically set their sights on US and Canadian firms, aiming to steal crucial data. This alarming development has caught the attention of authorities, who are now warning organizations about the rising threat posed by TrueBot. Reports indicate that TrueBot hackers are utilizing a flaw in a popular software to infiltrate organizations across the US and Canada. This vulnerability has become the gateway for cybercriminals to gain unauthorized access to sensitive information. The extent of the successful infiltrations remains unclear, but the potential risks are significant. With the scope of TrueBot's activities expanding and the increasing sophistication of these attacks, it is imperative for organizations to remain vigilant in their cybersecurity efforts. Authorities are urging companies to prioritize the implementation of robust security measures to mitigate the risk of falling victim to this malware. It is a critical time for businesses to assess and strengthen their cybersecurity infrastructure. The implications of not acting swiftly and effectively against this rising menace are grave, with potential reputational damage and financial losses looming over vulnerable organizations. Stay tuned for further updates on the TrueBot malware and the ongoing efforts to counter this ever-evolving cyber threat. Thank you for tuning into today's episode, where we explored the critical importance of cybersecurity in our digital age and the necessary steps we all need to take to protect ourselves and our data from online threats.